From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Fired FBI Director James Comey is said to be meeting at this hour in a closed session with lawmakers following his earlier testimony before the Senate Intelligence Committee in an open hearing. Comey told congressional investigators Thursday that President Trump expected him to pledge his loyalty and urged him to drop an investigation into former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. VOA's Jeff Custer reports from here in Washington.
Comey told members of the committee he was confused by explanations Trump and his aides gave for his firing. Comey testified Trump had asked him on February 14th to let go of the Flynn investigation. Flynn was fired the previous day for lying to Vice President Mike Pence about his conversations with Russia's ambassador to Washington. Comey said Trump did not order him to stop the investigation of Flynn's connections with Russia, but said, "I took it as direction." Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
British voters casting ballots today in a snap election called by Conservative Prime Minister Theresa May, who Wednesday explained its importance.
This is important because this election is not just about the next 5 years. It's about setting this country on the right course for generations to come.
The Prime Minister hopes to improve her party's 17-seat majority ahead of what are expected to be difficult Brexit negotiations with the European Union. Results of the vote for the 650 seats are expected early Friday morning. The issue of security has been prominent in the weeks leading up to the vote after attacks in London and Manchester killed 30 people. And military officials and witnesses told VOA al-Shabaab militants are responsible for attacking a military base in the Puntland region Thursday, killing at least 50 people, including three senior military officers. Witnesses say the assault started with a heavy gun battle that ran for more than 2 hours. This is VOA News. South Korean President Moon Jae-in criticized North Korea's latest missile launches, saying his government will not back off after all or compromise regarding national security and people's safety. Pyongyang Thursday launched what Seoul described as several land-to-ship missiles off the East Coast despite tightening international sanctions. The cruise missiles flew about 200 kilometers before falling into the Sea of Japan. The North Korean leader has said his regime is trying to perfect an intercontinental ballistic missile capable of hitting the U.S. mainland. Cambodia's ruling political party breathed a sigh of relief as vote counting continued following Sunday's commune elections, which left opposition supporters disappointed about their leaders failing to deliver on electoral expectations. Early government figures show the Cambodian National Rescue Party picked up just over 44% of the overall votes, less than the 60% of the popular vote at the commune poll, where thousands of local and district positions were contested. The ruling Cambodian People's Party picked up just over 51% of the overall vote. Official results are due on June 25th. Islamic State has claimed it killed two captive Chinese nationals in southwestern Pakistan. The Chinese language instructors, a man and a woman, were kidnapped at gunpoint 2 weeks ago. A second Chinese woman accompanying them managed to escape the abduction while the gunmen were trying to force them into a vehicle, but there was no claims of responsibility until Thursday when a Syria-based terrorist group, Global Media Outlet, announced the executions. 12 of the country's leading research universities have reaffirmed their commitment to the Paris Climate Accord, change accord, that is, despite President Trump's decision to withdraw from the international agreement. The presidents of Harvard, Yale, Columbia, and nine other universities said in a joint statement that universities play a critical role in reducing greenhouse gas emissions, advancing the understanding as to the causes and effects of climate change on the environment, and developing solutions. Early this month, President Trump announced plans to pull the United States out of the Paris Agreement. Trump argues the climate agreement has disadvantages for the U.S. and benefit other countries, leaving American businesses and taxpayers to absorb the costs. And the U.S. job market is getting stronger. The Labor Department reporting Thursday, few Americans are signing up for unemployment assistance. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.